Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim and Sefiras HaOmer. This is the ninth Shiur B'Siyata D'Shemayim. In the previous Shiur, we saw a Chiddush, possibly, to say that according to the Mahalach of the Ran himself doesn't hold this way, but according to the Mahalach of the Ran, that as we explained them, you're counting from the Omer. In other words, there are two ways of understanding it, as we discussed. You can understand it that you're counting each day, the mahus of this day is being counted, and that's what creates Shavuos. That's how we explain Shittas HaRambam, that you have to have 7 weeks, and these 7 weeks create Shavuos, and you also count the days that comprise those weeks. Or you're just counting from the Omer, not the Miyuchad, not what's special about this day, but you're counting the from Havasa Omer. You're counting the days, but not that there's something special, unique about this day. So if you would miss a day, according to the latter sheet, there's nothing special about this day, it wouldn't mess up your count necessarily, because if these each day is creating the chag, so you missed a day, so then you can't continue counting with a bracha, because each day is mahuti for creating, is essential for creating Shavuos. So it has to be counted. If it's not counted, you can't count anymore. So the chisaron of tmimos, lacking the tmimos. But if you're not actually counting these weeks that create Shavuos, but rather you're just counting from the Omer, then missing a day shouldn't prevent you from continuing to count with the bracha, because you're just counting the days that pass from. So now you didn't count the 17th day passed from the Omer, but now you're counting the 18th day that passed from the Omer. And so what then does Tmimos mean? Tmimos means to count at night. In other words, each day should be Tamim. It should be counted. It should be Shalim. It should be counted from night and not by day. And therefore, if you admit a day, it wouldn't prevent you from making a bracha. In other words, not like the Bahak. Ran writes in the name of a Yesh Misha Kosav that you don't make a Shechiyanu, you don't make Birchas Hazman on the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer. Why? Since if you didn't count at night, you don't count by day. That's why you don't make a Shechiyanu. Because if you didn't count by night, so you don't count by day, which is Sheet of Tosis, not to count by day. But that's why you're not making the Birchas Hazman on Sefiras HaOmer. And that's what Tosis learns from Tmimos, that you have to count at night. But L'chora, this is Sisrei Torah, Ma'inyan Zeh L'Zeh. Since you don't, if you didn't count at night, you don't count by day, Memele, you don't make a Shechiyanu. That's a Kashur. So the Maharal Bach already is bothered by this Ran. Many others, Bach and Simit Samach Beis. So based on what we explained, we can say as follows, that the Sheet of Tosis, that who argues with the Bahag, is because there is no, in other words, you're, even if you miss a day, you're allowed to continue counting the Bracha, is that She'ein Zeh Din Sfira L'Zman HaMiyuchad Shel Yom Zeh. You're not counting this unique day. And therefore, mitzad echad, if you miss a day, it's not going to be pogam the other days. As the Rishonim write, Tosfos Menachos Daf Samach Vav, Dibur Masel Zeh Chol Mikdash. Since you're not counting the unique day, this unique day, the fact that you didn't count today isn't going to shter the next day. One is not built on the next. You don't have to count each. Each day is not a special day to be counted. That's not why you're counting. So if you miss a day, then it's not going to, again, because if you had to count, if you have to count the weeks that comprise, that create Shavuos, because these 7 weeks are just, it has to be Shalom. You can't miss a day. That's only if each day is special. But if each day isn't special, so then when you miss one day, so you can continue counting. Tosis doesn't say the Svara. Tosis just argues with the Bahag and says that if you miss a day, you're allowed to continue counting. It's actually an interesting Tosis, because Tosis there says that the Bahag Paskins that if you miss a day, you can't count anymore. So you're required to miss. V'tema gedola hu v'lo yitachin. Ad kan. But anyway, that's the way we're explaining the Svara, that if each day has significance, if each day is important, then each day is built on the previous day, because you need for there to be Shavuos, you need there to be 7 weeks. These weeks create Shavuos. So if you miss a day of counting, then the whole point is to count those days that create Shavuos. But you missed a day, so then you're not counting anymore the days that make up Shavuos, because it's every day that makes up Shavuos now with a missed day. So that's only if you're counting that special day. But if you're not counting that special day, you're just counting from the bringing of the Omer, so then you should be able to miss a day and continue counting. And mitzad sheni, it also makes a lot of sense that there's a din that you can only count at night. Because otherwise, if it's a din svir on the mahutz of the day, you're counting this unique, this special day. So since you have that specialness, that uniqueness, by day as well, not only by night, so why can't you count by day? But only if there's no svir on the mitzias hayom. Elohu din al azman. In other words, you're counting something that already happened. You had the Omer, Avos Omer, and that's what you're counting from. So the Pasuk says that the Zman and the Chiyuv to count what was from the Avos Omer is at night. If you're counting the Mahus Hayom is all day, all night, and all day. But if you're counting an event that happened in the past from that event, so it could be that the din is that you can only count from that event at night. That's the way the halacha was nikba, but if that doesn't make sense, if it's on the Mahus Hayom is at night and by day, why would it only be a mitzvah at night? But if you're counting from when that event happened, from Havasa Omer, so then it could be that they're koveya the halacha, so only count from Havasa Omer at night. So that's how that would go together. In other words, the Ran says, you don't make a mir birchas shechiyanu a mitzvah sfiras Omer. Because if you didn't count by night, you don't count by day. So what does that mean, if you didn't count by night, don't count by day? It means that you're not counting the uniqueness of the day. You're just counting from Havasa Omer. Ah, so if you're not counting the uniqueness of the day, then you're not making Bricha Shechiyanu. Because that's when you're Shechiyanu is on the uniqueness of this time. And you're not counting the uniqueness of this time. You're just counting from Havasa Omer, but that's not any unique time. If you're counting the mahutz of each day, that each day counts, you have to count each day, because that's what creates Shavuos, as we discussed in our previous shiur. So I get it, they make Shechiyanu. It's a special time. But if you're not counting this unique time, but rather you're just counting the days from the bringing of the Omer, not the miyuchadut, the uniqueness of this time, so there's going to be no Shechiyanu. Because the ikur of Shechiyanu is on this special, unique time. So that's the, maybe the, that he says you don't make brichas azman, because if you didn't count at night, you don't count by day. A lot of svarim talk about this line. You could find them on the Otzer. But now we're saying a svara that what the Ran means is that if you didn't count by night, you don't count by day. That means you're not counting the mahus of the day. You're just counting from avasar. You count this day, you count by day. But you're not counting the specialness of the day. And Mimela, if you're not, it's not about the special time, the special day, so there's no Birchas Hazman. Birchas Hazman is only when you're counting a special time, but this isn't a special time. So Mimela is no Shechiyanu. Od yesh ladun, al pi dvareinu, v'ma shekotev b'tshuvas ha-Rashbo. Rashbo kotev b'tshuvotav, b'tziman tafnun zayin, b'pshitut, v'zehuva b'beit Yosef, שרק לכתחילה יש לומר היום כך וכך לעומר. אבל אם לא אמר לעומר, אלא רק היום כך וכך, יצא ידי חובתו. That only לכתחילה you say today is such and such from the עומר, or to the עומר. But if you skip the לעומר, you're still יוצא. You could see there in the תשובת הרשב"א, you can look in the Magen Avraham, in Sif Katan Yud. Lachoik Yankiv in Sif Katan Tesvav. So Lachora, this works out better if you're counting the Mahus of the day. Shibazeh Reachen, Yesh Bo Beyom Zeh Tamahut, Shel Yom Echad, Ushnei Amin Biyachas Leshavuot, Ved Zeh Sofrim Gamim Lo Amru Beferush Baomer, Shikivan Shishna Mahut Zu Beyom. So if you're counting the essence of the day, so if you skip the Omer, it's not La Omer, it's not the end of the world, because you're counting this day. You're counting each unique day in relationship to Shavuos. First day, the second day, the third day, each day has its chashivas. So you have to count each day, and it's, you don't necessarily have to say, the mice, you're counting from the Omer, it's better to say La Omer. But even if you didn't, lo nora, because the acres that you're counting to Shavuos, you're counting the days that create Shavuos. And Mamela, as long as you count it each day, you show the chashivas of each day by counting it, so mamela you're yotze. Aval, ima sfira, yal kama yamim avru me'aomer, if you're counting from the day, from the vavasa omer, if you didn't say la omer me'echitesi, that when you say a day, it's la omer. You're counting from the omer. So what would be pshat in this day according to that mahalach? In other words, and the Tshuvas HaRashba, that it's only lechatchil you say the Omer, but if you have not, that would only be if you're counting the Mahut of the day. You're counting this day as being an important, intrinsic, special, unique day. But if you're just counting from the Omer, then if you don't say La Omer, as a Machasal Mashmut, of course you would have to say La Omer. And we have to understand Lashon Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Ches writes, Miu Iker Davar Zeh, Inu Elechatchil, Kedei Levar, Shumayne, Miyom Shekribas Omer Val. Vim Lo Omer Ela Yom Kach Vekach Nami Yotza. He says, this is only the chatchila in order to explain that you're counting from the day they brought the Omer on. But if you didn't say it, so then you're also Yotze. I don't mean. Hare ima svira, ayom shekrivu vahala, hechan munachet zeba svira belo shiomar bomer lo omer. How, according to the Mishnah Berurah, can you possibly skip lo omer? If you're counting from the Omer, how can you be Yotze without saying lo omer? So the only way we can explain it possibly would be that since there's no other meaning, you know, like the famous chiddush of the chayadim, right? This is normally mitzvah is kavana, but if it's clear that this is being done l'shem mitzvah, why else are you doing it? Well, why else am I making kiddush on Friday night? I'm doing it because I'm bored. I'm doing it because it's chveis, a silly reason. No, I'm doing it because of mitzvah. That's why people. That's like kavanas hamitzvah. That's pashat that you're doing it. Muchach that you're doing it for a mitzvah. Here also, when you're counting, what else are you counting from? You know, we Jews, we count from the Omer. So therefore, it's muvan, even if you don't say it, that you mean la Omer. Even if you don't say it explicitly, mela, you could possibly be yotze b'diavad. Od yesh ladun, afi dvareinu, and what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tapat Sif Aleph, that the sphere is hayom kach v'kach ba'oimer with a base, and not la'oimer with a lamed. And the Tshuvas HaRashba, he says, and that I just referenced earlier, and the Ran at the end of Pesachim and other Rishonim, they say la'oimer with a lamed. The Taz talks about this in Sif Kot Gimel. It's also well known in the name of the Gro, as is brought in the Ma'aser Rav, that you should say with a base ba'oimer, but the Chok Yankiv writes that Rov HaMisros HaYishanos are Lo Oimer. And there he explains the reason that Lo Oimer is Mashma Shu Liyoim HaOimer Kach V'Kach Yomim. Mashenkein Bo Oimer is Mashma, now is the time of the Omer. Right? Lo Oimer is to the Omer. You're counting from the Omer. But Bo Oimer is Mashma that today is the Omer. Today is not the Omer. Today is the 12th day from the Omer, the 17th day, for the 23rd day, not the 33rd day, but it's not Ba'omer, it's La'omer. The Ba'omer was only on Tesvah Tezayin Nisan. L'chora, zehu t'lek me'od achok yankov pe'arazo. La'omer would seem to be much more correct. Because you're counting from Tezayin Nisan, but it's not Ba'omer, it's not Omer today. Aval fi dvarim nira, she'im ha'sfira, he klapei hayom shehuva bo haomer. In other words, like we said, pshat meran, that you're counting from the day that the omer was brought. So then you have to say takal omer, the chukyankiv writes. But if we say pshat, like we said in a lot of rishonim, that you're counting the essence of the day, This day is a unique day that's going to create Shavuos. Each of these 49 days, these 7 weeks, create the festival of weeks of Shavuos, and therefore each day has to be counted. You're counting these chashuv days that create Shavuos. So if you say La Omer, it's mashma to the Omer that was brought, but it's not true. Because that's not the essence of the sphere. And therefore the Takana was Bo Omer. In other words, Ayom Kach V'Kach Yomem, B'Sviras Omer, that's what it means, Bo Omer. B'Sviras Omer. That's what the Bo Omer means, in the counting of the Omer. It's not to the bringing, La Omer is the to the bringing of the Omer. The day that the Omer was brought. But La Omer, like the Tanna says in Sif Katan Gimel, that would mean B'Sviras Sa Omer. That the din Sfira is on what's unique in this day. And this mitzvah sfir, mitzvah sfirah hizo, she'omeret et heyoto shel yom zeh miyuchad b'metziuto. So it's saying that this day, in other words, you're counting Sfiras Omer, and that this day is a unique day. This mitzvah sfir is saying that this day is special in its reality, in its nature. And therefore you're counting this mitzvah of this day. And therefore, what you say is today is kach v'kach b'sfira, that you're the counting of the Omer. In other words, la Omer is to the bringing of the Omer, to the Omer that was brought. Ba Omer is b'sfira sa Omer. That's what the ba Omer is. B'sfira. You see what the emphasis is, that you're counting. There's something called, it's called the sfira sa Omer, but the ikar is that you're counting. You're counting this unique day. So you started counting at the Omer, so you mentioned the Omer. But it's B'Sviras HaOmer. That's what the Bo'Omer is. Hayom Kach V'Kach Yom in Sviras HaOmer. That's the correct Lashon HaKodesh. La'Omer is La to the Omer, to the bring of the Omer. And Bo'Omer is B'Sviras HaOmer. That's what the Bo is. To the counting of the Omer. And the Memela, that's what it is here. The Iker is here that you're counting each day, that each day is a unique day. And it started at the Omer. But you're counting each day. The Iker here is the sphere that each day is nispah, each day is counted, to show its special mitzvahs that it creates Shavuos, and therefore it will be correct to say Bo'Omer. Okay, Morai v'Rabotai, Atem ta'amiru li sh'ani omar lechem sh'yesh, ish ol arichut dvarim b'faneinu be'ezrat Hashem, anachnu nireh niflaot niflaot, אז אנא יישארו עמנו, ואנחנו בעזרת השם נמשיך בלי נדר. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם שלום.